Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So a friend of mine down the hall at KMOX. He does the pre and post game and sports open line on KMOX. Chris Raby, thanks for coming on.
Well, first of all, I thought you were a vampire. What would have happened if I was in the studio and I just came in draped in bulbs of garlic? Would you have just disintegrated?
No, I have.
We only see each other at the very late evening after baseball games, usually.
That's true. I feel like I have the antidote. But the weird thing is, when you come in at night, there's a limited staff, but it's exactly the same feeling right now with everyone working from home. It's like the same feeling. Limited staff, you don't see too many people. So it almost feels like it's coming in at night, except the sun's outside.
Right, and those of us that are non-vampirian can enjoy the sunlight.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to talk to you about what happened with the Cardinals today, and I feel like this is just the plan Major League Baseball has put in place, and they're following now the plan. And with those players that have tested positive, two players, they said, now they're going to self-quarantine. They're staying in their hotel room. They're still planning on playing tomorrow. To me, it looks like the plan is working because we're able to at least try to keep the gears moving. We haven't screeched to a halt yet. For you as a broadcaster and you watch all of this happening right now, what are your impressions of now it hitting home with the Cardinals?
My impressions are that there will probably be, you know, the next couple of hours where everyone's on Twitter and fearing that the season's over and the world is over and vampires like yourself are going to overrun the world. I kid. But I think over the last few months, Ryan, we've been so desperate for life, but sports as well, to just get back to normal that, you know, it's almost like, I don't know, you're planning like a trip to the beach and you keep checking the weather, fearing that it's going to rain. And it seems like it's just kept raining over the last few months. And, you know, it's funny because fans, like, we're so glued to our phones and sports especially, and we're refreshing Twitter and whether it was the labor disputes and wondering if they were ever actually going to get to a point where they'd get on the field or, you know, the COVID protocols. Like, people just have been fearing the worst. But over the last couple of days, before these Cardinal developments, when, you know, members of the Marlins team and staff tested positive on Monday, the Cardinals were actually traveling to Minnesota that day. And John Mozeliak told me, he's like, well, I haven't heard from anyone like in the industry. Like, I didn't even think about it. Like, people were asking Mo the next day in our press availability, like, were you worried that the season was about to be canceled? He's like, no, it was business as usual. I think that everyone inside the industry or the bubble, so to speak, not actually a bubble like the NBA or the NHL have, but kind of inside the Major League Baseball protocol, I think they all feel pretty good about it. I feel like dollars are generally a pretty accurate North Star for things like this. And I just, maybe it's idealistic of me or too optimistic of me, but I just don't feel like the wheels of this thing would have started churning if they thought like it was going to get shut down. Yeah. And who knows, perhaps in a month or two, the fact that there were some positive tests early on will end up being a blessing in disguise because they'll say, all right, the protocol either worked or it didn't work. Like, we're going to find out one way or another over the next week if this works or not. But all the players and staff and personnel that I've talked to, club officials, both on and off the record, you know, everyone pretty much, you know, at least my impressions is they feel pretty confident in what's in place and the way that they're moving forward.
You know, you have these protocols in place, and we found reports with the outbreak with the Marlins a little bit different, because it seems like the etiquette of the players to try to keep away and not go out and, you know, try to go out there and go to clubs and party or whatever is, some of that may have been broken in the situation where there was that large outbreak in Miami. But for the Cardinals, no indication of that. It just looks like sometimes incidentally, it's not going to be it's not going to be 100% perfect scenarios where you're going to be able to avoid this at all costs.
Yeah.
The big question is, can we minimize it, limit it, and try to protect the players as much as possible? When I look at this, this is exactly what needs to happen in order to make those things happen. You have to be responsible off the field, and it looks like the Cardinals have been. It's just these little things that crop up. You have to react to them quickly, and it's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, and again, like, I think we need to realize that just because these guys are young athletes, like, if someone tests positive, A, it doesn't mean that they're, like, bedridden and, like, totally ill and were acting irresponsibly when they probably should have known they were sick. They could be asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. And B, it doesn't mean that they were, like, out at the club. You know, like, I think that that's one thing that I keep hearing. It's like, how are we going to keep these players away from the clubs and the bars and the restaurants? Like, I get it. Like, it would suck to be on the road and go to all these great cities and not be able to leave your hotel room. Major League Baseball actually has put, like, literally hall monitors in place now in the hotels of the teams on the road. And obviously when you're at home, you're going to be at your house and in your car and driving to the ballpark. And I imagine getting gas, like, whatever. But, you know, again, I think that we have seen over the last few months that not all positive tests are created equal. Like, I posed this question to someone in the industry today. I said, like, if Ryan, if we went to Schnucks, like in like Clayton today, like a busy Schnucks just in the middle of the day, and there was like a little indicator above, like time froze like a movie, and there was a little indicator above every single person in the grocery store, how many people do you think would be positive that have no idea that they're even positive right now?
Yeah, that, like, number that, is interesting, because a lot of people think they may have had it at some point but really didn't.
Yeah,
the big thing, like, is you
knows?
Just don't know. And I would love to meet a Cardinal player, Schnucks.
Well, and now these guys, they're getting tested every day. So you're going to find out. But again, I guess the point is, like, you got to trust that the organization and each organization, whether it's the Cardinals or the Tigers or the Angels or the Mariners, that they are doing what they feel they need to do to, you know, drive home to everybody. Like, listen, this is on you guys. Essentially, the entire industry is on the players and the players staying healthy. But on the flip side of that, just because someone tests positive, like, if your grandma tests positive, does that mean that she was in the club last week? Like, I don't know why some of these guys don't get the same benefit of the doubt. So I think that's the really murky part, like, that, you know, instantly, if someone tests positive, I hope they're not instantly vilified, because, again, I think there's a lot of gray area. And, again, it's just part of the protocol that I guess Major League Baseball is going to have to continue to account for. And keep your grandma out of the club.
Chris Raby from Sports Open Line on the phone with us right now. Chris, this is Ryan Wiggins. We like to keep our names simple so that listeners don't get confused. When you were talking about the Cardinals canceling games now, and of course we're talking about the Marlins, in addition to that, Philadelphia Phillies planning a three-game canceled series against the Blue Jays now. I get that Major League Baseball had plan A, and that you're saying, you know, this is all part of plan B. They knew something would probably happen, so that's cool. But do you think there is a tipping point where if we start having to cancel too many games, that they're going to say, you know what, we don't think we can actually make all these up?
I think the protocol gives them the confidence that they're not going to have to cancel too many games. And again, like, not to avoid the question, Ryan, but I think we kind of need more data points. Like, it's kind of hard for me to say the NBA bubble is going to completely work without question, because they've been there for a couple of weeks. And for the first half of that, everyone quarantined. Or the NHL bubble is going to work, because they've played a couple of games. They've only been there a few days. But the Major League Baseball bubble is not going to work because a couple of guys have tested positive. Like, I keep going back to, I do not think the wheels of this billion-dollar industry would have started churning and would be churning right now if they thought, A, that it was going to stop, And then, ipso facto, that was going to cost them money. Again, maybe that's idealistic, and maybe it will all shut down. Like, Mozeliak has asked us, like, what happens if an entire team tests positive, right? Like, the Marlins right now are calling players up. They've had their game suspended, like you said, through Sunday. They'll get guys from their taxi squad. They'll piecemeal the rest of the schedule. The Cardinals will actually probably be the first team to play one of these seven-inning doubleheaders on Sunday. So there are steps to try and patchwork the schedule geographically and from a, you know, logistical standpoint. But
yeah,
what if an entire team tests positive and there are no more players to bring up? Like, that's an unknown scenario.
Well, let me
ask you
this, Chris.
Major League Baseball has thought of that, but hopefully it doesn't get to that point. Yeah.
Since you brought it up, is Major League Baseball actually being smarter? We're almost out of time here, but are they being smarter by keeping the teams separate, whereas the NHL and NBA, all the teams are together? It almost seems like there'd be a higher risk of all those teams contracting it.
You know, I think it's a great question. And again, I'm sure that social media and writers will make grandiose declarations. And I've already seen people condemning baseball over the last week and praising the NBA. I don't know if we know yet, Ryan. It's so early. Like, the NBA played their first two games of the regular season last night.
Yeah.
They are planning on playing for another 3 months. Like, they've been in the bubble for like 3.5% of the total elapsed time. So I don't know, but I do think at the end of the day, whether you're in a bubble, whether you're traveling around like baseball, whether you're a regular person, well, I guess we're big radio stars, so not regular people.
Right, not us.
We're not peasants, but if you are a common streetwalker, it all comes down to personal responsibility. Are you doing the right thing? Are you, you know, taking the precautions that you need to take? Are you getting checked out if you don't feel well? Are you staying home when you need to stay home? Are you wearing a mask when you need to wear a mask? Like, whether you're Dexter Fowler or Ryan Wiggins or Ryan Recker, like, at the end of the day, none of us control the virus, and the only thing we can control is what we do. And I think that if all of the athletes have that in mind, then it probably gives them the best chance to get as many games in as possible. Lord knows I hope so, because I'm tired of playing games from 1982.
Me too. Yeah. Sports Open Line on KMOX, also pre- and post-game for the Cardinals. You can hear Chris Raby. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.